Have you ever wondered what songbirds are actually saying to each other with all of their chirping?
Or what your cat could possibly be yowling about so early in the morning?
Well, powerful new technologies are helping researchers decode animal communication and even begin to talk back to non-humans.
Advanced sensors and artificial intelligence might have us at the brink of interspecies communication.
Today, we're talking about how scientists are starting to communicate with creatures like bats and honeybees, and how these conversations are forcing us to rethink our relationship with other species. I'm Kelso Harper, multimedia editor at Scientific American.
And I'm Sophie Bushwick, tech editor.
You're listening to Science Quickly. Hey, Sophie.
Hi, Kelso.
So, you recently chatted with the author of a new book called The Sounds of Life, How Digital Technology is Bringing Us Closer to the Worlds of Animals and Plants.
Yeah, I had a great conversation with Karen Bacher, a professor at the University of British Columbia and a fellow at the Harvard Radcliffe Institute for Advanced Study. Her book explores how researchers are leveraging new tech to understand animal communication in the burgeoning field of digital bioacoustics.
Digital bioacoustics. Huh. So what does that actually look like? Are we trying to make animals talk like humans using translation collars like in the movie Up?
My name is Doug. My master made me this collar so that I may talk. Squirrel!
Not quite. But that is similar to how researchers first started trying to communicate with animals in the 70s and 80s, which is to say they attempted to teach the animals human language. But many scientists today have moved away from this human-centric approach, and instead they want to understand animal communication on its own terms.
So instead of trying to teach birds to speak English, we're deciphering what they're already saying to each other in birdish or birdese.
Right, exactly. This new field of digital bioacoustics uses portable field recorders that are like mini microphones you can put pretty much anywhere. In trees, on mountaintops, even on the backs of whales and birds.